All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of a very long-awaited episode of Buddy's Podcast. Chris just admitted to me that he's still eating Thanksgiving food, so that's disgusting. Man,
look, sometimes you just got to make it roll like you need to, you know?
All right, well, here we go. Another episode.
Girl is telling me she don't know what she want. Lot of demons creeping up the living underneath. Gotta take a minute, y'all travel far. Feeling something, no, I can't ignore my instincts. Back just where I started, it's the same old damn song. It's the shit I need. Trying to find it on the right track.
Oh, wanna be this for the free act. Talk to him, he don't Which speak back. Is not a bad trade-off, because Corey Davis is... shocking.
He has been playing well.
Dude, like when I looked, I was like, wait, what? Yeah. Like the last few weeks, 35, 10, 16, well, 11.
Hold that thought because we're live.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyways, That's welcome cool. back, everybody. Long, like we said, overdue Long episode overdue. Of the podcast.
Long awaited.
Chris had to go out and catch COVID.
Hey. I didn't have to go out and catch COVID, all right? I didn't.
All right. Anyways,
I'm somehow COVID immune. I don't know how this works.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, one of us went and got COVID.
Right.
And failed to record remotely last week.
Dude, it was just, look, it was our fault, but at the same time, we blame Apple.
We're blaming Apple.
Because we just, text messages just didn't notify.
Right.
Which was the weirdest thing. But it, like, when you mentioned it, I was like, it's understandable because it happens to me all the time since the last iOS update. So. You know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. True. So, yeah, so that's what happened on the last episode that was supposed to happen. But a lot to talk about this one. Cyberpunk came out. Also had the Game Awards. I got a couple of different things I want to talk about. Obviously, we're going to do matchups. But I want to talk about the best wide receivers and running backs who are in the league right now.
Yeah.
That was one thing I jotted down.
Because that little tidbit that I sent you the other day, I was like, shockingly, wow. The fact that the Browns might end up with 2,000-yard rushers this year.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, and that's actually the conversation that kind of got me thinking about it.
Because, like, when I saw that Chubb was still top five rushing, considering he missed about a month,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you're joking, right?
You have to put him in the consideration, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, you do.
We'll get to that. We also had a game yesterday. Yep. My Rams.
Man. Okay, I'm not going to lie. You might hate me a little bit for it, but I was cheering against your Rams only because I really wanted Cam and them to make playoffs.
Do they still have a shot? They're 6-7, right?
So apparently, as I was sitting up earlier, I had TV on, NFL Live was on, and they were doing it like, yeah, their chances to make it if they went out, they have a 29% chance to make it.
Really?
Yeah. If they win the next two and somehow lose to the Jets. They have a, like, 26% chance. Currently, they're, like, a 13% chance to make it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's rough sledding.
I forgot. Yeah, the AFC is pretty tough.
Yeah,
and they didn't implement the extra team, right? Weren't they supposed to do something like that if there was a team that missed?
If a game got cut,
oh, okay.
They would have done that. But they haven't.
But since they played that Ravens game on that Tuesday.
And that was the closest I think we would have got to a game being suspended.
Right.
Sadly, it just didn't pan out that way, so. It is what it is, unfortunately. Yep. But, dude, after we joked about the NFC least, they done turned into an NFC beast. Like, what happened?
I mean.
It's like they woke up. Like, Seattle, I just don't understand. You lost to Colt McCoy.
Well, wait, no. Are you talking about the East?
Yeah, the East.
Oh.
Yep. Because
Giants. Okay.
Yeah, because they beat Seattle. I'm like.
Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
Huh? Colt McCoy beat Seattle?
It was legitimately like Colt McCoy went out there and
yeah.
won him a game.
I'm like, what? What is this? And then, you know, like, so I had like a slight feeling that Washington could have pulled off the win against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But it was like more so a slight feeling because it was like, hey, I needed Pittsburgh to lose for Kansas City to actually have a chance at the number one seed and the home field advantage throughout.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, the pass rush is good. You know, they'll get to Ben, blah, blah, blah. I didn't think that game was going to play out the way it did at all.
Right. And, I mean, you don't, especially when a team goes this late undefeated,
yeah.
you know, you almost think, like, they can't be beaten unless,
yeah.
like, they're facing a good team with a really good quarterback.
Exactly.
But the Steelers have kind of, every week since the Dallas game.
Yeah, they've been looking beatable.
Yeah, it seems like they're going
to
get beat.
And Chase Young was saying after the game, he's like, yeah, you know, we give credit to, who was it, think you said Baltimore gave him a game plan. I'm like, I'd say less Baltimore, more so Dallas gave everyone the game plan on how to beat Pittsburgh. Because yeah. They had that game won.
Yeah.
Pretty much. They just went full Dallas and gave it away.
Well, Pittsburgh's also kind of gotten fucked around like in yeah. every week this year. Yep. Like, they didn't get a proper bye week.
Yeah.
And they're kind of going through the motion of just winning games.
Yep. Pretty much.
But, you know, Washington, I mean, Alex Smith, he's no slouch at quarterback.
Yeah, like, he's not. He's still a great quarterback. I mean, granted, he came back from a horrendous injury that we never thought he'd play again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to respect Alex Smith, dude. Like,
right.
As far as tier of quarterbacks, I mean, I would say he's a very high-level game manager. Because you have your standard game manager quarterback, and then you have Alex Smith, who you can actually trust him to win you a game if you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've got two great running backs at this point. J.D. Yep. McKissick has really stepped in and, like, been, like, one of the best pass catchers in the league.
Yep.
Antonio Gibson, I mean, you saw it on Thanksgiving, saw it last week.
Yep. And, unfortunately, he's out this week. Turf toe. Yeah. And, I mean, Scary Terry.
Right.
You know, you've got an amazing, which, bravo to investing in that defensive line in the draft the way that Washington has. Because, you know, you've got Deron Payne, Montez Sweat, Chase Young. You still got Kerrigan around as a pass rusher, too. Like, you've got guys that can get at the quarterback.
Right. I mean, we were talking about it, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
On the, I guess, technical the last show.
Right.
Like, dude, that Washington pass rush, and we were even saying it prior to the season.
Yeah.
Like, this team is going to be strong up front.
Yeah. It was just everywhere else on defense, really, where you had the questions. Which
yeah.
I had my questions about Fuller, but Fuller's, you know.
He stepped in nicely.
He stepped up. Because yeah. he was great on KC last year.
True.
But I just didn't know if it was, you know, really the help from Honey Badger that had him looking so good, or if it was just, you know, he was that damn good.
Yeah.
He was that damn good.
And then with Danny Wheels coming back this week.
Yeah.
You know, the Giants are looking like they can actually, you know, be some sort of contender.
We jokingly said it was going to be a 5-win division winner.
Well, they're both at 5
wins
now.
And they're at 5 now, so. Like, and with, they've exceeded our expectations. Yeah,
the Giants got the Cardinals.
Yep.
And Washington.
And the Cardinals are looking lost.
Right.
Yeah.
And Washington's got San Fran, so.
Yeah.
But going back to the Rams game from yesterday, mm-hmm. I think it was kind of the breakout game for Cam Akers far as, like, whoa, dude, everybody look out for this kid.
Yeah. They got 8.
I mean, obviously, you know, the defense is up there, top 3 in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're ranked number 1 right now.
I think so, yeah.
But they're for sure top 3. Yep. I think Pittsburgh, if a healthy Pittsburgh, might edge them. Aaron Donald's just a different.
Dude,
he's a different player,
and
man.
Too, as you mentioned, healthy Pittsburgh. The one thing I say about Pittsburgh, it happens every year. Injuries kills them.
Yep.
And so far, it's been on the defensive side. Hopefully, right. They don't get any. I think Hayden's out this week, too.
Joe Hayden? Yeah.
I think he's out this week, too. So, like, injuries are piling up there. Like, it was hitting linebacker at first, and now it's spreading the corner, and it's like, dude, you kind of need these guys.
Yeah. Well, Joe Hayden's – I know he's out, and then there's somebody else on the defensive side as well.
Who else was
Let me
it?
See. I just saw it, like, not too long ago.
Because, yeah, I mean, losing Devin Bush was definitely a loss for them.
Right.
And then losing Bud Dupree was a big loss as well, because you already were down Devin Bush, as is. It's like, man. And weren't both like ACL, I think?
Yeah.
I think so.
I believe so. Okay, I can't find it. Mm. Actually, dude, I'm going to put the show on pause because I'm about to piss my fucking pants.
It's cool.
So, sorry for the stop at 10 minutes here, but one sec. All right, my bad. We're back.
All good.
So, where were we? The Rams are the most dominant team in the league. Not even close.
You know?
So, you can just sit down with that Chief bullshit right now.
Hey, first of all, while you're trying to talk, who's actually won a Super Bowl?
So, Damian Harris.
Okay, all right. There we go. Yep, all right.
But no, I guess we'll save him for, like, when we start bringing up. And he's not going to belong in this conversation, but there's a lot to be said about him.
He's been looking great.
We'll save him for the whole, like, top running back in the league.
Fair.
Where were we? So before we do football, mm-hmm. talk about the game that came out.
Yeah, dude, Cyberpunk is fucking
one of the most anticipated games pretty much ever, right?
Right, if not the most anticipated, technically.
Shit. So you got it. You've played it, right?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
I enjoyed it.
Right.
I beat it already.
Somebody decided to go ahead and beat the game already. Like,
so it came out yesterday.
Self-control, Miles.
Came out yesterday. Beat it today. No, it came out Wednesday, but
yeah,
I didn't actually like download it because I even told you I thought it was gonna be like a 50-hour game.
Yeah,
turns out you can beat it in less than 20 hours.
Yep,
and that's
weirdest thing ever. Like, man, that was so weird to me when you said you beat it. I was like, what?
It was so unexpected,
dude.
For me.
I didn't expect it either.
Cause like when I was going through it, and like after I finished. Like the one mission, I'm like trying to think like, okay, what am I gonna do next? You know, like this is kind of a weird spot in the game. It feels like I'm pretty much done. And then the credits start rolling. I'm like, wait, that doesn't answer everything. What do you mean?
Like,
it's
what
over?
Do you mean?
Yeah, but in a way, I guess it kind of did.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
Overall, I thought it was a pretty good game.
Yeah, it's fun so far.
I thought it was good. I'd give it like an 8 out of 10 or something.
So I was like, I'm gonna wait till the next patch happens, but. Overall, damn fun game. Damn good game, man. Like, I'm enjoying it heavily.
The only thing is, I don't know if it's just, like, not the type of game for me or something, man. Like, there's just so much fucking talking, like, throughout the whole thing. Like, that's what kind of drives me nuts about the game. But outside of, like, the story's really good. Don't get me wrong. The story's great.
Yeah, that's fair.
Had fun actually, like, trying to, like, learn about these people and, you know, go through it and stuff. But, man, like... It seems like there's 4 missions and
like that's it?
There's like 30 minutes of gameplay is what it feels like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, holy smokes, man. You're just sitting there listening to people talk the whole day.
Like, can I just play? Like, please? No. Yeah. You sure? Yeah. Fuck.
And I wish it was more of like an autopilot thing to where like I didn't have to like follow someone around.
Yeah.
And then press F, you know, just to hear what they have to say and answer. Like, that's cool and all. Like, I like that you can change up the ending and stuff with all of that.
Yeah, that's a good concept that you can... Because I actually like those types of games. And I did notice, too, the games with the multiple endings, it's not too often where, you know, you get, like, tons of branch endings, and it's a very long game. It's usually, like, a shorter game in that case because there's so many different outcomes.
Yeah.
So I was like, would you want to sit through 60 hours of this just to get a different outcome?
Right.
You know, so I'm like, all right, I'll give you that. And then they said the DLC starts next year, like early next year, actually.
Are they going to add on to the story or just add side missions?
Apparently, they're going to do like extra story DLC for free. There's online supposedly coming around March.
Really?
Yep. Then I heard there's going to be paid DLC as well. So, you know, we'll see where that goes.
Do you think it'll be like kind of like how the Spider-Man DLC was
in
the first game?
Yeah.
Like where it'll just be like kind of like continuing the story?
If so, I'm okay with that.
Because it seems like, at least from when I just beat it, like you can't just add more to that.
Yeah,
like
it's kind of hard to really
side missions and then like create different endings.
Yeah.
I think would be...
That would be basically the closest you could do.
Yeah, you can't just like change... Or continue on. You can't pick up where it left off.
Exactly.
I don't want to tell too much about the game.
It's cool.
But one thing that this is kind of a cool feature that they added. I was telling you before the show. Mm-hmm. I'll say it here. Once you do finish the game and like roll through all the credits and stuff, it wraps you back in, and then you can like go and do side quests.
Yeah.
And it like you can continue pick up the main story.
That's a dope way to do it, though.
And it lets you get a different ending.
Because actually the Batman games did that, Arkham Knight, because it had it where you had your standard ending, and then you had the ending in Arkham Knight, where when you did like technically 100% of the story, where it's like, okay, this is what really happens when the game's done.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
I actually did. So I technically used a cheating loophole to get the actual ending for Arkham Knight, though. Because you're supposed to get all of the Riddler trophies. Didn't get them. Technically, since I did the DLC content, it counted me as getting 100% of the story complete.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. Loopholes.
All right.
They work.
You know, you can also just search the ending on YouTube.
Yeah, and that's another way, too. But I actually enjoyed the Arkham game, so I was like, you know...
I've heard they were good. You've told me before that they were good too.
Dude, they're very fun. Like Arkham City, I mean, well, Arkham Asylum was fun. It's just the ending pissed a lot of people off because it felt like it was just a, like, this is it.
Yeah.
Arkham City, still the best one to most people, even myself, because it just, it was just a complete product that just flew so well. Yeah. And then Arkham Knight, you take away the tank battles in Arkham Knight, it's an amazing game.
The but what the, battles?
They got, like, tank battles because they added the Batmobile in Arkham
T-A-N-K?
City.
T-A-N-K?
Yep.
I thought you said taint.
Oh. I mean... Cyberpunk might have tank battles.
I won't spoil it.
But yeah, like, you know, it's like, it's a lot of portions where you have to use the Batmobile and it doubles as a fucking tank, like the one from Nolan movies, the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
So using that tank to fight other tanks is the most annoying thing ever, and it really takes away from the rest of the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest gripe everybody's had about that game. Other than that, great game.
I'm sorry, every time I heard you say it, I still taint. Heard taint.
Yeah, I kind of noticed it too. I'm like, taint.
Yeah. So, still no finish on Assassin's Creed either, right?
Dude, it says I'm at like 60% or so, 50 to 60%. Dude, I had a portion in the story earlier this week. I'm not going to lie. I haven't been so invested in a game in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, remember in a, wait, did you, how far did you get in Red Dead?
To the point where I got to, like, New Orleans.
Okay.
And so then you were, I just kind of gave up.
I think you were at the point where the bank robbery just went south. No, wait. It's the New Orleans portion where it happens.
Yeah, no, I got right before it. It was, like, where you take over, like, this big-ass spot in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move into the New Orleans area. Yeah. And then I did, like, the first, like, two missions, and then, like...
There was a bank robbery that went south, and it pissed me off because it killed off a character I liked. Same thing happened in Assassin's Creed to me. It's like, all right, we're taking over this area. We got this, you know, and there's this one guy sitting there. This is what we need to do. No, you idiot. We're going to do it this way. He wasn't an idiot. He was right. It backfired. And I'm like, what the? Like, I'm just sitting there. And as soon as it happened, I'm like, no, I like this guy. And then you find out what happens. It's like, no, are you serious? What? Like, I was just sitting there, like, defeated as I'm playing the game. Like, no, this hurts.
Wait, based on something you did?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm going to play through it again possibly at some point to see if I go different choices on it, if it still plays out that same way.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this is some bullshit. Like, I was pissed.
Yeah. I wonder how many endings they can really write in these games, you know? Like, Cyberpunk, apparently, like, some dude's already done, like, six of them.
Really?
And, yeah, he's, like... still like doing more, and it's like one of the guys that like reviews games and shit, you know.
Okay.
But like, and I wonder, like, at what point in the game is it really like, here we're gonna pivot here and then pivot the story,
right,
again,
like,
here
where do we actually dictate where we're pivoting things to?
Yeah, I don't know, because I mean, you can't really beat the same game over and over and
you
over
know,
again.
Yeah,
you just
can't.
To get
it's
you
just
know, an extra 30, you know, 2 minute cutscene.
Exactly.
That's why when I beat this the first time, like the Cyberpunk game, I'm just like, okay, that was kind of it, but I mean, like, yeah. It answered everything, it kind of wrapped it up nicely, but it's like, I don't
right.
know, I just
like,
felt like,
okay, I still got more
going.
Questions.
Yeah, I could have,
like, can you answer these questions for me? No,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Speaking of games, mm-hmm. The Game Awards were yesterday. Did
yeah,
you see that?
Last of Us 2 apparently cleaned up as game of the year.
I don't understand that there's so many people bashing that game, like, when it came out.
Money. Dictates
yeah.
a lot of stuff, sadly.
True.
I hate it too, because it's like, it was a lot of games that I'm like, I feel like these games really deserved a chance, and it's like, nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. What was the, which one got best multiplayer?
Among Us, actually. Among Us won best
oh,
multiplayer.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
I was shocked. I was like, what?
They got a bunch of shit. They got best.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
they were like, I saw their acceptance speech. They were in tears. They were so happy.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, we didn't think this was going to happen. Well, it did, guys. Congratulations for you.
I call bullshit on that, dude. I think Warzone was the best multiplayer.
Mm, that's fair. But Among Us is just so, it's so fun, dude.
Yeah. And so many, like, literally anybody could pick that game up. And
yeah.
play it.
So it's like the availability of it really is what sold it for winning.
Yeah, it's $5.
Yep.
And you jump in and play.
Exactly.
Last of Us 2, though, I don't know. Like, I I guess I haven't played it, so I can't really talk about it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, I didn't really touch it either, so, you know.
Yeah. But I feel like Ghost of Tsushima got way better feedback.
You know, everybody was saying the same thing. Like, I've heard more good things about Ghost of Tsushima than I've heard about Last of Us. Too.
Right.
So, I don't get it, but, you know, to each their own. I'm not knocking anybody that liked the game, but, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. Do you want to get into matchups, injuries, all that other, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, we can. That's cool.
Okay. I only have four really like main stories that I think are as far as people who are expected to go.
Yeah, Julio's
correct me if
out.
I'm wrong. Julio's out?
Yeah, they said earlier he's out this week.
The
I was
fuck?
Like, fuck.
Okay, well, yeah. I didn't get that memo.
Yeah, I saw it. I think it was like around noon that I got that one. They said he's out.
Okay, so Julio's
yeah.
out.
Yeah, Julio is out.
I know David Johnson has COVID.
Yep, he's out.
Antonio Gibson, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
Kenny Galladay talked about that as well.
Okuda's out too, I think.
Yeah, he's
out. Yep. And Crosby's out as well for the Lions.
Who?
I think the right tackle, Tyrell Crosby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's out. Yep.
Hmm.
Injuries piling up around the league, man.
Let's talk about good news, all right? Todd Gurley's supposed to play.
Let's go.
Kenyon Drake's supposed to play.
Yep.
AJ Brown supposed to play.
Yeah, he's supposed to play.
Same with Jonnu Smith.
Yep.
Those are the
because Jonnu missed last week, wasn't
it? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yep. I started Fursker in his place.
So you
that
know
a
stupid thing I did in two leagues last week.
What?
And you're gonna look at me like I'm an idiot for doing it, but I was like, I had no choice.
What?
So one league I had Kittle, you know, as my tight end, so I've been streaming tight ends.
Yeah.
And another league, you know, I've had Andrews. Andrews was on the COVID list.
Right.
So in both of these leagues, you know what I did? No, wait. One of them I picked up Goddard. The league where I have Andrews, I was like, well, fuck. I didn't see anything else I could really get. My dumbass picked up Kyle Rudolph.
Ugh, gross.
Goose egg.
Well, yeah. I mean, unless if you were playing me that week and you had Kyle Rudolph, you probably would have got 30 out of him.
Probably, yeah. Probably. Which I was thinking the same because the guy that's in that league was like you, where everybody goes off against him.
Yeah.
Beat him by like a fraction of a point, like 1.3.
Wow.
Which I didn't need that win because I was still locked into the, you know, bye week seat. But it's still like you don't want to just go out on a loss going into the playoffs, you know?
Yeah. Sorry.
You good.
Stupid phone. Where is? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That totally, my phone just threw me the fuck off.
Oh, that's cool.
Kyle Rudolph. Okay. Yeah, that's gross, man. Why wouldn't you play Fursker or even Tyler Eifert or something?
I think Eifert was available, but I forgot what exactly happened there.
Because you didn't do the
stupid
podcast, and you didn't have me to tell
like,
you
my options
where
were,
you needed to be
dude,
at tight end.
My options were so limited there that, like, I was sitting there as I did it, like, I don't want to do Kyle Rudolph, but I didn't have a good feeling about anybody else. Like, I don't even think Jalen Gesicki was available at that time.
He shouldn't be.
Yeah.
He should be on a, he should be rostered in every league.
Yep.
Anywho, let's go on starting matchups. Both teams 4-8. Denver Broncos at the Carolina Panthers. Shocker. Shocker for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. They have two of the top 10 wide receivers in football.
Which is crazy.
It's insane. Who would have ever thought that Teddy Bridgewater would put two of the top 10 receivers in a league?
I mean, Teddy's good, but that good? That good?
I think, I mean, DJ Moore is a great wideout, in my opinion. But I think for Robbie Anderson, and it's kind of held true, like, what he's how he's trended over his career,
mm-hmm.
to where, like, he has a bunch of just, like, splash games, and then, like, a bunch of just, like, under the radar, like, just not very good games. But he's pretty consistent in terms of, like, just making at least one appearance in the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's already almost at 1,000 yards. He's going to eclipse 1,000 yards this week.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Wait,
definitely.
Is DJ Moore out this week?
Is he?
I don't know. Let me see. Because I know DJ Moore is, like, top. I think he's, like, 7th in the league in yards.
No, I think DJ Moore is out this week, actually. Because I think he was on the COVID list.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyways, right now he's got 924 yards. And I think I'm pretty sure he missed a game, right?
I think he did miss a game, yeah.
And then Robbie Anderson, same thing. He's like 12 yards behind him.
Right. Crazy.
Let's see. wait, DJ Moore's 9, Robbie Anderson's 11. So I take it back, they're not top. Did somebody move up the list last night or something? Who played? It was Rams?
Yeah, Patriots. Rams.
Neither of them have any two guys in the top 10, right?
Nah, I mean, Cooper Kupp, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Because the list that I was looking at when I was talking about this was wide receivers only. Kelce wasn't on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, but Kelce, he's number 2.
Yeah, Kelce's in the league. Also, welcome to the 99 Club in Madden, Travis Kelce. They gave him the 99 this week.
What the fuck took him so long?
I don't know.
Not only is he one of the best receivers.
On the cusp of the 99, I think he's a 97, 98 now. So, you know.
That's criminal to not have Travis Kelce in 99.
I know.
Already at this point.
And I'm a Chiefs fan, so you know I feel it's even more criminal because I'm like.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of 7 people who are over 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill's also one of 7 people. It's crazy the Chiefs already have 2 guys there.
Dude, like, legit, before DK went nuclear that one game,
yeah,
they had the 2 top-ranked receivers as far as yardage.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2 of the top 3.
Yeah.
Tyreek already has 13 touchdowns?
Oh, yeah, Tyreek's been on a tear.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, screw matchups. We're going right into this. Yeah. All right, because this is a kind of a burning topic. So, I mean, you have to put Kelce as one of the best receivers in the game right now.
Easily. You easily have. It's no question.
You have to. Me. I mean, he doesn't really have a bad game, like, ever.
Like, his bad game is maybe like 30, 40 yards.
Yeah.
50 if that.
But he usually scores in those games,
exactly.
Too.
So, it's not even a bad game where it's like, hey, this you played bad. No.
I mean, if somebody said to you right now, who's the top 5 wide receivers in football right now?
I mean, usually in those cases, my answer is going to be, let's see, for best, like, wide receivers, I'm going to go typically, like, Julio.
And, right.
You know, Hopkins, you know, guys of that sort, you know, of that higher caliber. But, man, like
if I asked you right now, who's top 5?
Like, now? Because Julio hasn't really played much this year, so I can't really put him in that conversation.
I think looking at what he's done over the course of his career, like, even, like, just this year, like, in games where he splashed, it's like, he still has it. You know, he's just been battling injury all season.
Yeah, true.
And I mean, he's still in the top 25, and he's only played 9 games. He's the number 24 in terms of yardage.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's played 9 games this year. I think it's fair to add Julio there. I would.
I mean, it's fair. I'll give you that.
Who else you got?
DK, because DK has been on a fucking tear this year, like.
Yeah, I think it'd be against the law to not put him in the top 5 at this point.
Yeah, like, it's because he's making amazing corners, unless you're named Jalen Ramsey, look like you just got in the league.
Yeah, well, I think with the Jalen Ramsey thing, I think it was more so they didn't have an answer for Tyler Lockett. Wasn't that the game where Tyler Lockett had 200 yards,
three
touchdowns?
I think it was the game where Lockett went off. No. It was the Arizona game, I think, where he went off like that. Yeah, I think it was the Arizona game where he popped off like that. Because, like, Lockett did go off pretty well, but the level that, like, you know, he went off that week.
Yeah, because there was a game where he had, like, 3 touchdowns, right? And, like, 200 yards.
Yeah, because that Rams game, he only had 5 for 66 with no touchdowns.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it was Arizona where he had the 3 touchdowns and 200 yards.
Seattle doesn't play the Rams very well either.
They don't.
Yep. But,
and they have them again week 16.
Yeah, that's a big L.
Yep. Ooh, that's going to suck for somebody championship week potentially.
Yeah.
Might be me, low-key. Might be.
But, yeah, I think Julio, DK, those are both 2 easy picks.
Yeah.
You have to put Hopkins in there.
Oh, you
I don't
got,
think there's any question
to.
About it.
Yeah.
I think you also have to put Davante Adams in there.
Yep.
Right? And yeah. even thinking about...
Because, like, Devontae, it's just no question. The way he's been playing this year, it's like... I mean, we both, unfortunately, were, you know, Lions fans at some point. So we feel a certain way about guys from Green Bay.
Yeah.
But you can't deny Davante Adams is just a monster.
No. I mean, the route running ability is just different. It's kind of leaps and bounds above everybody else. Like, he's not... He doesn't have the physical talent that Julio does. Mm-hmm. He's got the route running ability that just creates more separation than, honestly, it's like Antonio Brown level.
Yeah.
Like Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh level.
Yep.
But then you look at some of the other guys. Like, it would almost be wrong to not include Kelce on this list.
Yeah.
But then that's five. So you'd be leaving off Tyreek Hill.
True.
You'd be leaving off somebody like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Which Diggs is having a year.
Right.
It's just, it's crazy because it's like the top five thing is such a, guys are playing at such a ridiculous clip this year. It's really hard to say, hey, this guy's getting snubbed, that guy's getting snubbed. Because the guys that are above some of them, they actually deserve it.
Well, let me tell you this name, who's number four in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, that kid's bad.
I mean, he's got over 1,000 with seven touchdowns. Like, he's got more than Diggs, Adams. Granted, he's got two more games played than Adams.
Yeah, he does.
He's got more than Hopkins.
Yep, more than Terry, more than DJ Moore, more than Keenan Allen, who's getting fed the ball heavily for a couple weeks.
Yeah, and aside from Davante Adams already having 13 touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
He's got more touchdowns than all those guys.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So...
Like, I wouldn't put Jefferson as, like, a top five receiver right now.
No.
But, I mean
he's getting those yards. He's looking like what Odell did in his rookie year.
Yeah, he is.
That,
yep.
Like, it's reminded me a lot of that. I got another name for you, Scary Terry.
Yeah. Dude's been tearing it up this year.
And think about, like, who he's had at quarterback, you know, early on
exactly.
in the season, too.
Like, he had Haskins, which the Haskins thing, though, you know, I honestly felt with Haskins throwing to Terry, it wasn't going to be that bad for him.
Because yeah.
even though Haskins has those moments where he looks stupid on the field, Terry was his guy at Ohio State.
Yeah.
So you've got chemistry already set.
Did she just call for y'all for me?
Did she?
Hey. All right, we're back. Sorry about that. Dog was going crazy on a possum. Oh. Where did we leave off? We were just talking about the Avengers game.
Yeah. just a quick tidbit on that, because it was like, hey, you know, they added a new character and stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't try.
Who'd they add?
They added Hawkeye, but they added, like, the newer version, which is Kate Bishop, like, this younger girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so not the one that you're familiar with from the movies, but
yeah,
technically his mentee.
Didn't they add a bunch of shit yesterday you were talking about?
For what? Okay.
Like Disney or Avengers
or
something?
They announced a ton of TV shows and movies. Disney announced, you know, like 10 Star Wars shows, 10 Marvel shows are coming to Disney Plus. Like,
wow.
Disney Plus is actually going to be worth the money. And they also did sneak in earlier today, too. They're raising the price of Disney Plus for like a buck. So,
really?
I'm like, $7.99 still isn't bad. Per se.
That's how much it is?
Well, it's $6.99 currently. It'll be $7.99 when they go up.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Netflix is like fucking $16.
Dude, Netflix is going up again. It's going to be, if you have like the 4K version,
yeah,
you might want to just go ahead to the regular HD at this point. Because they're going to charge, I think, $18 starting this month or next month.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, and that's the thing. Like Disney Plus, I get Netflix does do original content. But the stuff that people actually want to see on Netflix isn't really staying on there. So it's not making people feel like
true.
That money is worth keeping the service.
Yeah.
Especially, too, when you look at Hulu, who's been around almost as long as Netflix, if not longer, for streaming.
Yeah.
They've changed their price only in the aspect of, okay, you don't want any commercials? This is the price for no commercials.
Right.
The base price is still the same as it's been since they have launched as a streaming service.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get
what
live
is it like
TV?
$7 or $8 or something?
Yeah, like $7. Like, yeah, it's $6.99, I think.
Yeah,
and like, oh, you want to get, you know, live television? You can add it for more,
yeah,
but you don't have to do it.
Isn't that like that's like $40 or $50?
Yeah, it's like
bucks
$40. Yeah,
it's a hell of a lot better than paying for cable.
Oh yeah, easily. And then too, like I noticed Hulu with that, if you're mostly getting cable for sports, it has all the stuff you need for sports on there. Like, you'll have your TNT, your ESPN, your TBS, Fox, and all that. You're good.
Yeah, but I've heard my buddy's got Hulu Live TV, like, for, like, football and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of anyone having as many issues with it.
Really?
Yeah.
When I had it, I didn't have any issues. Like,
yeah, he's constantly got, like, streaming issues.
The one issue I had, because I was sharing my account with a buddy of mine that's in Texas.
Yeah.
And when you're doing the live sports, the live one, it goes off of your location. So when he's logging into it in Texas, it's trying to say, hey, you're in Texas, Texas local stuff.
Right.
And then I would try to watch a Pistons game on it. It was like, oh, nope, you've switched back and forth between the two too many times this month. You're stuck on Texas.
No way.
Like, I got to watch the Mavs. And it was before they got Luka too. So I was like, I really want to watch the Mavs right now. Like, you know.
Wait,
like,
so when you would get, you should have gotten the Mavs and the Rockets then, right?
Oh, yeah, I would have at that point, I think. Yeah. Yep.
And the Spurs.
I don't know, because Texas is so fucking massive, yeah. Dude. Because that's like how parts of Western Michigan don't get Lions games, they get Bears games.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some
but
parts
I know,
of the
like,
state we get Bears
like,
games.
I know, like, up north they get Lions games.
Mm-hmm. It's weird how those rights work for it. Like, I was confused. I'm like, but they're in Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, Bears. Huh. Why?
Isn't it kind of weird if you go to the western side of the state, there's, like, Cubs fans?
Yeah, it's like, who raised you people?
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Go away. We have teams here that are perfectly good.
You shoot 90.
Cheer for them.
You shoot 94 west for an hour.
Exactly. Get
the fuck out of here.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, we were talking about the best running back or best wide receivers in football. Mm. Where'd we leave off? I know we're talking about Scary Terry. Keenan Allen, what he's done with a rookie is actually, like, big stuff, though.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the dude gets, like, 20 targets per game.
Right.
He's got to lead the league in targets, right?
Oh, yeah. He has to. Let's see. Crap, I'm not seeing targets.
Yeah, he's number one at 133, and he's got 13 more than the next best, which is Stephon Diggs.
Crazy.
That is pretty wild. So yeah, I think you can talk about Keenan Allen in that top five conversation.
Yep.
Even though it's hard to really put him over one of those other guys that we've already talked about.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
But his production is there.
Leading in pass attempts per game, Herbert and then Burrow. Two rookies at the top. And then you got Roethlisberger. Slinging it about 40 times a game on average. Wow.
I mean, it's kind of expected. That's like the Stafford syndrome. Like, you have a bad team, so you're going to be throwing the shit out of the ball or playing from behind, you know?
So you've got no choice.
Yeah. Where's Stafford at?
Shockingly, I don't see him on this.
He has, like, some of those games where he, like,
Where
only
he just,
throws it 19 times.
Yeah, like 19 or 20.
Yeah.
I don't even see Stafford on this one, actually. I guess this one only goes to the top 10 for pass attempts a game.
Huh.
Mm. Oh, well.
There is one other person I want to talk about for this list.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Robinson. Like,
underrated.
This poor guy.
Underrated.
He plays in Chicago.
And before that, he was playing in what, Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, yeah.
God, he can't catch a good QB to save his life.
I mean, if he...
But he catches anything.
Yeah. He catches everything. Literally catches everything.
Like, man.
He's, like, got all those, like, you know, 75, you know, snaps in a row without, you know, dropping a target or something crazy,
Jesus.
You know, like, or 75 receptions in a row.
Man.
It's like something crazy like that, you know? And, yeah, I mean, just, like, if you look at who he's doing it with, like, it's hard not to say he's not one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Easily, yeah.
Sorry.
Let's go.
Running backs. What kind of sparked this whole conversation.
Yeah. Because that was the one where I looked, I was like, wait, that's the leading rusher for, well, like, that's the top five for rushing yards? Like, you know, Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook, number one, number two, obvious.
Yeah, they're
obvious.
Both over 1,000 at this point, right?
And then right behind them, well, not right behind them, because literally they're so far ahead at 1,000. Nobody's catching them.
Yeah.
Because Derrick's at 13 and Cook's at 1,250.
Yeah.
Then behind them, right under 1,000, you've got James Robinson with 968, which is, to me, a little bit shocking considering how much Jacksonville is down. you know?
Yeah.
And he is involved in the passing game, too.
Yeah.
So, man.
I mean, he's very effective when he's got the football in his hand.
He is, yeah.
Like, we saw it early on. We're like, this dude's going to be legit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, he's been an absolute stud.
Yep. And then you've got Ronald Jones at four with 820.
That's probably one of the crazier things.
Yeah, because I did not expect Ronald Jones to be that high.
No, like he did have a stretch of like six games there where it was like, whoa, like he's going to be a top guy.
And then it just kind of tapered off.
But then they like have like three games this season where they're like, oh, okay, Fournette's our guy.
Or they just decide, you know what, we're not even running the ball today. We're just chucking it all day.
Right.
Like, and then you up under Ronald Jones, you have Nick Chubb, who missed time. Missed about a month.
Yeah, he's got four games less than, you know, the rest of them.
And is sitting at 799. If Nick Chubb would have played those four games, he would be up there with Cook and Henry.
Well, those actually were tough teams that they played when he missed.
Yeah.
I think they had the Chiefs. I think they had Steelers, like, kind of in that, both of them in that
four-game stretch. Chubb would have got his yards.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's kind of been, they've been that 1-2 punch, but Chubb's really been the guy that's like, okay, the whole game, I'm going to run the shit out of the ball and you can't stop me.
Yep. Then under him, you've got Fumbleitis, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
And Josh Jacobs. I'm kind of shocked that Kenyon Drake is that high.
That is a huge shocker, actually.
Yeah, because like, I feel like Kenyon Drake has not had the year that we've expected of him, which if he has, I would have been, you know, like, okay, this is fair placement. And then Aaron Jones missed, what, two or three games, was it? I think it was three games he's missed. And he's sitting up under Kenyon Drake at 754.
Wait, who?
Aaron Jones. Yeah, he missed three, I think it was.
He missed two games.
I thought it was three.
Well, he's got 10 games played, and they had the bye week already.
Okay. Because I thought they were like, I thought their record was like 9-3 or something like that.
Packers are already?
I thought so. I don't know. I might be tripping. Or they might just actually be.
No, they are at 9-3.
Okay. Yeah. So he would have. Yep. He missed three games then, I think.
No, that's 12. He's got 10 games played.
Oh, okay. My math off. Don't judge me. I'm a little slow.
Get it together, Chris.
All right. Yeah. And then after Aaron Jones, you've got Kareem Hunt. The Browns could have 2,000-yard rushers to end the season.
I don't think there's any debate that if they will or won't. It's just a matter of like
how the game script goes.
Yeah, and is Kareem Hunt going to, you know, get just stay touches. Healthy enough to play throughout the fourth quarter?
It's crazy.
He's
man.
Their closer.
Yeah.
And we actually, you and I identified that pretty early.
Yeah.
Cuz it was clear that like Chubb's going to carry the ball 20, 25 times a game.
Yep. But when it comes to like late game scenarios,
they're just going to throw legs. Yeah, they're just going to throw Hunt in there who
And I mean, think about it. It's smart.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting beat down the middle by Nick Chubb just pounding it at your throat all day.
Yeah.
And then you could be like, all right, Nick, have a seat. Rest your legs. Here comes Kareem. With fresh legs.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah. Do you guys remember this guy?
Right. You know? Like, hey, you forgot about me.
Right.
I like, oh, God.
And Kareem Hunt played nice in Chubb's absence as well.
He
it's
did.
Not like, you know, they just. I mean, Kareem Hunt, we've known it. Honestly, I wanted the Lions to get him.
Yeah.
I don't care if he. Sort of kicked a girl or not.
I mean, look, it's debatable exactly how much he kicked. He tried to kick his way out of the league. Did not work. But it is what it is.
So the shocking thing about Kenyon Drake this season, actually, because 768, I was blown away by that. Didn't think he had that many. And he's got 8 touchdowns already.
Yep.
But he's got 17 receptions for 93 yards on the season. That's what's shocking.
Yeah.
Like you usually think of him as
he's
like a guy.
He's more of a pass-catching guy.
Yeah, who carries it nine like, times for 80
his
yards.
His catching numbers is closer to Derrick Henry's almost at this point. Because Derrick Henry doesn't have that many.
Derrick Henry has 15 for 102.
Yeah, see?
They're like right next to each other. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Derrick Henry's the number one. No, that's not right.
What, number one?
Okay, yeah. I was looking. He was at the top of my of my fantasy list. I was like, there's no way he's beating Kamara or Cook.
Mm.
He's not.
I mean, he's having monstrous games, but...
Mm. Yeah, he's not. He's like 50 points behind both of those guys, at least in our league.
And then outside of top 10, you've got Clyde and Damian Harris, which I'm honestly shocked Damian Harris is where he's at on this list. Because,
well, he missed a lot of games.
Yeah, he didn't come in till like a month into the season actually being a factor.
Right.
And, you know, he just took off from there. So it's like, to do that and that short work, dude, bravo.
Right. No, Damian Harris has been nothing but spectacular.
Yeah.
Who's your top five right now?
Running backs.
Yep.
Henry, Cook, Chubb.
You said Chubb pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. Dude, Nick Chubb's a monster.
I can't argue with it.
And then I wanted to try to put Jacobs in there, but honestly, I'm going to go more so Aaron Jones and Kamara. That'll be my top five.
I like your top five.
Yeah. Like, that's a fair top five. Like, I really want to put Josh Jacobs in there because Josh Jacobs has had an impressive year.
Yeah.
But comparing that year to Aaron Jones and Alvin Kamara, I don't think I can have him edge out any one of those guys, per se. Like, I don't think I can.
You might be right.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Aaron Jones, didn't he have, like, 3 touchdowns against the Lions? Or 4 or something crazy?
I think he did, and then he had, like, another big game where he had, like, a couple of touchdowns, like, 3 or 4.
Yeah, I actually want to look at his game logs because it seems like he's only had...
Like, he's really... He started off high. He's tapered off quite a bit.
Yeah.
Over the last few weeks. Like, he's not on the same level that he was because he was... He was a 40-ball threat weekly early in the season.
Right. He had 3 game. He had 3 touchdowns against the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, he's only had 1 other 100-yard rushing game, which that's shocking. He's had 2 100-yard games all season.
Wow.
And then, I mean, he's had 1 game over 50 yards receiving as well. And the only that was against Detroit,
man,
in week 2. So Aaron Jones is he's actually pretty containable.
Yeah,
I'm actually shocked to see that. I'm for sure going Kamara. I think Kamara might be the best overall running back in the league. But yeah, I think Cook, Henry, and Chubb, those are, as far as like pure runners, those guys are, you know, the top 3. I think Kamara, just what he can do in the passing game, edges him out there. And then to round out my top 5, I don't.
This year is so weird. It's like it's hard to really make a top 5 because you feel like you're gonna snub somebody.
Yeah,
but you're not really snubbing anybody because guys are just having that great of a year.
Yeah. Like, Josh Jacobs is there. Honestly, though, Antonio Gibson is another guy where you can just look and you're like,
yeah.
I wouldn't put him in my top 5 yet.
Not yet.
But, man, he's been
got a lot of potential. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been real good. Especially to play on, you know,
Washington.
And he's, like, essentially splitting time.
Yeah.
You know?
Although, JD does get kind of sprinkled in at receiver quite a bit, too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like
true.
I have seen them quite like a bit flex,
lined up in the slot,
which is what I wish the Lions would have done. What any team would have done with Reggie Bush a lot more frequently,
right,
when he was in the league. Like it made sense.
Yeah,
Reggie Bush would have killed as your running back / slot receiver, but you know it is what it is.
Yeah, but then you have to talk about, you know, some of the guys like who've had injury, like Austin Eckler.
Yeah,
like if he would have played. You know, up to this point, who's to say he's not for sure bona fide number 5 guy?
Yeah. True.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously with Saquon.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey.
Dude, that's crazy. But like, both
he's also
of those
out
guys
this year.
Have missed a chunk of the season. And they were pretty much debatable a number 1 pick in fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of guys' seasons were screwed by Saquon and McCaffrey. Unless you were lucky enough to pick up, you know, Davis and McCaffrey Steed. But he's tapered off, so.
Yeah, he's kind of fell off. Yeah. Well, I think also it's just, you know, those wide receivers have really taken over.
Yeah.
Like with Moore and Anderson. But, yeah, I mean, I guess if we're just going off of this season, I mean, you could even talk about James Robinson being in that conversation,
too,
as far as top 5 this year.
Because he's been producing both ends.
Yeah.
Pass catching and running.
Right. I mean, Kareem Hunt could even be a candidate for that last
one,
too.
He could, yeah.
But anyways, Where are we at on time here? Yeah, we still got 10 minutes.
All right, cool.
So, let's see. How you doing playoff-wise?
So, you know, as you know, in our league that we do together, didn't make it.
Yeah, I didn't make it either.
But my other leagues,
I here we it. Are telling people how to run their fantasy teams and we didn't fucking make the playoffs.
Hey, look, every other league I did, I made the playoffs, though. So, it was like, you know, it is what it is.
We had a really good league. Like
we did. Like, that league was legit. And even my other league, honestly, short of, like, my homeboy Vinny, who really got hit with, like, the worst possible things you could have gotten hit with over the season. Like, just injuries.
Except for me. I'm actually going to give some pity to myself here. Like,
that's fair.
Not only did I make trades. Sorry, I'll go right back to what you were saying. Cool. Not only did I make trades.
Dude, we made trades together.
Right. That should have helped me.
Like, I technically, and I apologize for this, because at this point in the season here, Miles, I'm sorry. I may have accidentally committed trade rape on you.
You did. You gave me fucking Lamar Jackson, Michael Thomas, like Mark Andrews. Well, yeah. The Mark Andrews wasn't that bad, but
I mean,
the other two screwed me.
But considering in that package I got Deshaun and Hawk, huge upgrades.
I know.
Huge upgrades in those aspects.
Right.
Like, man.
But not only did I trade and get guys that completely hindered any success that I had going.
Unfortunately.
I got literally the best of everyone every single week.
Yep.
That happens to me every year, dude. Last year, I outscored, like, the number two guy by 300 points on the regular season, and I finished 9-6. Like, I was in first place, easily first place, but yep. It's like I got fucking every single week I get somebody's best.
Yeah.
You know, I got to put up 150 points to get a win.
Just to get a win, yeah. And, like, I mean, some of the losses I've had this season, like, I put up 150. And then I lose because the guy puts up almost 200. It's like,
right.
Well, you can't argue there. Like, I brought my best. Their best was better.
Right. But going back to what you're saying, so you got your buddy in the other league who got hit with everything.
Yeah, like just injuries, everything possible you could think of. Just the worst of the worst. So yeah. I'm like, and I've seen him do better. I'm like, it was off here. I give you that.
Well, that's what I was getting at, you know, with our league especially. Like, our league was very competitive, but I think that's kind of been the case everywhere just because everybody who took, you know, who has that early, you know, getting the best running back in the league advantage, mm-hmm. you don't have that advantage this year. Like, there's a lot of just top-end injuries.
I mean, looking at this league here, I mean, short of three teams, and this is a, you know, 10-man league, short of three teams, everybody's basically, you know, at 500 range.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was a competitive, you know, thing. Like, literally until after the game ended Tuesday, couldn't tell who was really going to be the last playoff seed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how crazy and hectic it got to that point. Because it's like, all right, who's going to make it? I don't know. It's pretty dicey, guys. Well, I'm safe.
Yeah.
I had my bye week. I was safe. But it's like, everybody else is still kind of lingering there, and it's like, what's going to happen? How's it going to shake out?
Right. I mean, even up until the last week in our league, our number two guy still had, like, the threat of, like, moving down into the sixth place spot.
Exactly, yeah.
And then from 3, 4, 5, and 6, those were all still, like, you might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, realistically.
Yeah.
It's a crazy year, man.
And just 2 weeks ago, like, everybody was still in it.
Yeah.
I think in most leagues, there's, unless somebody, like, completely just quit setting the lineups.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was still
or
in
like
it.
Or, like, it was just disaster calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a random, very random league this year.
It was. Like, too random at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, in my league, the highest scoring points guy didn't even make the playoffs. Partially because I did beat him and his hopes last week.
The highest scoring points guy didn't make the playoffs?
Did not. Like, literally, he was seventh.
How the hell does that work?
Dude, because everybody was bringing their A game somehow when they played him.
I guess. Yeah,
like, it was.
Yeah, that happens.
Like, he mentioned it to me earlier in the season. I'm like, dawg, you joking. And then I looked. I'm like, oh, no. You were literally getting hit with some flukes. Like, puts up just under 150, loses by 10. You know, like, has a lower scoring game, lost to the team that really couldn't win much this year.
Yeah.
You know, puts up 130, loses by 4. Puts up 170, basically, And then I almost dropped 200 on him.
Oh, like, my God. That's
like,
brutal,
it's like,
dude,
you just, like, you're doing, and it happened to him again. He put up 140. Gob almost put up 200 on him. It's like.
That's like that one. Do you remember that year? It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Garrick, literally, he was in second place. He had the lowest amount of points scored by like 300 points too.
Somehow, some way.
He just had
and
like,
you just made it.
He just got everyone's worst every single week.
Like,
he
boom.
Won the fucking championship that year. Oh. Bro, like, how do you get that lucky to where like, oh, I just got this guy when he scored 0 points. And
right.
remember when we were, it was like the first year we started doing the podcast, I think, or maybe it was like a year before that or something. And we were talking about it on the pod actually. But when like every good player came out and did like nothing in the championship.
Yeah.
Or like the week prior before that too.
Yep.
Like he got so lucky that season. It was like that year.
Dude, looking back at mine, I'm a little pissed
what?
At the losses I have. Like, because I started off the season in this league losing the first two.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I lost by 20 the first week, and then I lost by about 10 the second week. And then, like, the other loss I had, I literally lose by, like, 6 points. And then the one other than that, I put up 150, and then got 180 dropped on me. It's like, ugh. I hate it.
Well, dude, fantasy
I know,
works, man.
I know.
Like,
it's just crazy, man. Like.
Like my just 2 weeks ago, my win and get in, it was like I lost because I pulled McKissick last second to put in Damian Harris or something.
Yeah. Like you sometimes you just overthink
and
you kind of screw yourself because it happened to me last week.
Yeah.
I lost a match that I easily could have won because I started the wrong guys. I'm like, fuck.
Yep. But good luck to everybody out there in your fantasy leagues.
Yep.
Sorry we didn't really help. We just kind of talked about basically what we wanted to talk about this week. We haven't done the pod in a couple weeks, man.
We're just winging it.
Yeah.
Wing it.
Excited to see Chris again. I mean, sure, I'd text you, but...
You know, it's not the same, man. It's not the same.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know how you didn't get COVID when you were over here.
Super genes.
Yeah.
That's all. I guess. It's got to be something in my diet.
It's all that. It's Verner's.
Right. The Verner's and...
Nothing else.
I mean,
just
honestly,
Verner's.
Though, like... Because I had been, like, you know, getting smoothies from, like, Tropical Smoothie and stuff. And I've been getting ginger added in it. I think that might have been helping a little bit because ginger kind of helps your immune system.
Yeah, but those are, like, pure sugar.
Yeah. And I've been making them at home, too, now, as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know.
You know what? That's the craziest thing. Like, when I did have COVID,
mm-hmm.
I just craved fruit, like, fresh fruit.
Really?
The whole time. And I couldn't go to, like, a fruit market and go get fruit. You know, you're, like, stuck in the fucking house.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But yeah, it for me it wasn't that bad actually having it. Like it was just had to deal with like I felt like I had a cold for the first day.
Right.
Felt like hell. And then
the way you were describing, I was like, dude, you had whatever I had a couple years ago.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, I may have had COVID before it was actually a thing.
Before it was even there.
Right. Like, whoa. Had it and fought it off in 24 hours. What the hell?
Right. But no, it wasn't even that bad, man. Like I was tired a lot.
Like it's just, I mean, to me, it's just, and a lot of people aren't realizing this about it. It's just, it's different strains. You got lucky enough to get a good strain.
Yeah, or I think it's just the fact that I'm younger.
That too. That's another factor
as well.
And I don't
have any
health
issues at all.
There are some people that are catching strains of it, and they're like, yeah, they're having like, you know, heart conditions and stuff after the fact.
Yeah,
and it's like, whatever strain that is, keep that away from me.
Right.
Like, no.
Yeah. Like, I could tell, like, when my body just completely kicked it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I've felt great
and then
for
apparently,
the last, like, 5 days.
The fearless leader made a move earlier where he told the head of the FDA, approve Pfizer's, vaccine or you're fired. And it's like.
Who are you talking about, Donald Trump?
Yeah. It's like, what? And so, you know what happened? They approved it. The head of the FDA just was like, go ahead, approve it. Like,
didn't want to get fired.
It's like, so.
You going to get the vaccine?
No.
I
especially
would
after that. After hearing that portion, no. God, no. Not going to happen.
Well, I mean, regardless, if they didn't, like, who knows what's real news? Like, people say shit. You don't know if that actually happened.
Well, no, this is a thing that actually did happen. And he was even trying to go on Twitter, like, even campaigning for it, too. Like, nope, you're going to do it or else. And it's like. Dear God.
Well, regardless of that happened, like, would you get... I personally would not ever get one.
my personal thought is, you know, a viral vaccine, I don't trust them because viruses mutate too much.
Yeah, that too.
So, you know, that's why I don't. And then every time I've gotten a flu shot, I've caught the flu. So yeah.
Do you get flu shots?
I got it like once before and okay. I caught it and I was like, nope, yeah. Never again.
Like I never get those.
Yeah. But
everyone that I know that gets a flu shot gets like deathly ill.
Now, what would possibly, you know, make me feel a little more comfortable possibly getting it, you know, because like how the NBA starting up. And I saw, you know, talks earlier where they were like, you know, should the NBA mandate players to get the vaccine? Now, if, you know, they're willing to do that where, you know, like those professional athletes are mandated to get it and yeah. I see it's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
Granted, they're in better shape than I am, but some of the, you know, potential defects and backfiring that can happen if they're willing to take it, you know, like I feel a little bit safer at that point.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like
I wouldn't instantly be like, oh, LeBron took it, so I'm going to take it. No, I'd be like, okay, maybe it does work a little bit more than I thought, you know, maybe like maybe it wasn't just rushed because that's another thing.
You don't know if they actually took it though.
Yeah,
like if they actually got it.
That's another thing too.
They could
though,
just say
like,
just trying to push it or something.
It's like
you know?
The timeline of things too, because they were like, yeah, it'll be a year before we get the vaccine, and then out of nowhere, we got a vaccine, guys.
Right after the election and shit.
Like what?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you serious? Yeah. Like it's just, I don't trust how some of the stuff is playing out, and it's not the typical don't trust it. Like people are like, I don't trust it because they gonna microchip me. I don't trust it because this is happening. I don't trust it because of that. No, your reasons to not trust it are stupid.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking of logical reasons, like, you know, because I saw something where there was one test run for it.
Yeah.
Some people were allergic to it.
Really?
Which can actually happen. You know, you can actually kind of be alert because depending on what they put in the vaccine.
Yeah, who knows what the fuck these people are putting in it, you know? Exactly. And then they're just going to like, oh, okay,
so
here you go.
You could be allergic, you know?
Yeah.
And then I saw, like, I feel like this was fake because I kept seeing it around Twitter earlier and I couldn't find any like reputable sources.
Yeah.
But did you see the thing where it was like, yeah, there's also the side effect of Bell's palsy.
Of what?
Like where people get Bell's palsy where like your face is just kind of like stuck in that somewhat stroke look. Yeah.
The Peter
like,
Griffin.
Yeah, basically. And it's like, I don't know if that's real or not. But, like, I couldn't find anything to dictate that it was true. So, I'm like, eh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy any of that stuff. Like, you see me. Like, I don't even, you won't catch me on, like, any, like, social media or anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't even just pay attention to any of that stuff. Like, and it just seemed like the cure or, you know, the vaccine for this came way too soon. Like, there's no way that they, I mean, I guess you got a bunch of scientists working around the clock. But
yeah, but still, it's still just so.
Yeah, it was just kind of like slapped together, and it's
like
okay, here
nowhere.
You go.
Like, surprise.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I already had it. Don't need it.
Yeah, don't need it again. Nah, you good.
Yeah. Anywho, that's a show, man.
Yep. That's, oh, God, Nerlens Noel just went SWAT team on that block.
And the Pistons are getting shit on by the Knicks already?
Yep.
And it's preseason, right?
It's preseason, but, you know. Still,
this is the first game, right?
Yes, yeah, first game.
Huh.
I mean, it's the first time that I think either of them have played since March.
True.
Yeah.
Because New York, they sure as hell didn't make
didn't
it.
Didn't make the bubble.
We know
yeah.
Pistons didn't make it.
Pistons didn't make it either. Thank God they're not wearing those ugly new jerseys.
This is the first time we've seen Pistons basketball
since
the lockdown.
March, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's partially, too, while I was trying to drink the Kool-Aid as well.
It's just excitement, man. I mean, it's nice to see, you know, actually see them out there running around.
Yeah. And then, too, I noticed, I'm like, honestly, my love for basketball really goes off of the home team.
Yeah.
Pistons are good. I'm loving the NBA. When they're not, like, there may be other teams that I keep an eye on, but the Pistons ain't doing nothing, so I don't care.
Right. I mean, 100% the same way. Yeah. Same with baseball, too, actually.
Yeah.
The Tigers
like,
are playing like shit. Like,
although baseball, I'm getting a little bit more into it, even without the Tigers being so great.
Well, that's because you like other teams.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's, well, that too, and the fact that I'm just slowly learning baseball more. So it's becoming
yeah.
more entertaining.
If you're
too.
Yeah, if you're like just getting into the sport
yeah.
and stuff too, it's like
so
yeah,
that's
there's
kind of what it is.
Definitely
well.
Some excitement. Like I've always watched baseball.
Yeah, because like it's even not even like liking other teams, just liking other players.
Yeah,
which my guy won a Gold Glove. Well, no, he's a I think he no, I don't, did he win Gold Glove? I know he made
Who
first
your boy
team.
From San Diego.
Yeah, Tatis. Dude, like
he's
he was
a
sitting,
hell of a player to watch.
He
man.
Was sitting there too, like when he won the award, and he posted a video the next day
yeah.
with him holding the award, and he was like. Yeah, they said he couldn't catch the corners. He was going to have to play field. Yeah. DH. First team. Let's go.
I mean, I think that that kid's probably the most exciting player to watch right now.
Yeah. And Vlad Jr. was my most exciting from, you know, the year prior.
Well, because he's got the same violent swing like his dad.
It fell off this year, but have you heard he's actually, like...
I saw him, like, in the...
He's losing a lot of weight because he realized, like, I wasn't in the shape that I should have been
in. Yeah.
And,
well, because they're doing, like, the Dominican League right now, right?
I think so, yeah. But
they said he's just fucking cleaning up down there.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, man. I'm always excited, like, right around the, you know, April, right when April rolls around, it's like, oh, shit, baseball's back. I saw something the other
day, like 40, maybe 50 days until pitchers and catchers report, so we're getting, it's inching closer. Yeah.
I usually just think April 1st. I know, like, sometimes like, there's a game March, or two but before.
April is really when I feel baseball season's here.
Yeah. Which, honestly, it should start later, but that's a...
Yeah, because...
We've already had that conversation on the podcast a couple times.
Yep. Hey, go ahead, rookies.
Who's going to win the championship this year?
NBA?
Yeah.
Probably Lakers again.
I'm calling Clippers right now.
Fuck no. You see what they did the other day?
No, what'd they do?
Those idiots maxed out Paul George.
Okay, I'm not calling the Clippers.
Yeah. Like, they literally was like, yep, Supermax, there you go.
Who knows? Brooklyn might get it, honestly.
Nah.
You don't think so?
That's going to collapse. They may make the finals. They may make the finals. I don't even think they're going to make the finals, though. Like, I'm going to say that they may do it just off the strength of the talent that
they
have.
Did the Bucks add anybody?
They added Drew Holiday, actually. They got rid of Bledsoe for Drew Holiday. Yeah. So that's a good pickup. As long as Drew Holiday stays healthy, he's an amazing player. It's just,
I don't know. Eric Bledsoe made a lot of good plays for them. Like,
he did, but he tapered off quite a bit last season for them. Like, I think he might be on a decline now.
Really?
Yeah.
Drew Holiday is a hell of an ad for...
He is. And then, you know what, though? As much as people, like, as much as I don't like them and I trash them all the time, if they can be healthy and get it together, Houston might make a little bit of noise. Like, not making the finals noise, but they realize small ball don't work. So they brought in Boogie Cousins, and they also brought in Christian Wood from Detroit.
Okay. I actually like that.
Yeah.
Pair
then,
with,
you know,
Harden, Wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, we haven't seen Wall in a couple years, so we don't know what we're getting.
Nah, he could play, man. Everybody knows he could play.
But, see, I get you, but it's an Achilles. And his style of play was the explosion on his speed.
Yeah.
So I want to see how he comes back from that Achilles, really. Because, like, I can believe KD getting more back to form than John Wall after an Achilles.
Well, that's, yeah. Because KD's
style of play wasn't really relying
on... He's
going to
just shoot over the top of you.
Exactly. He's not relying on that explosion and everything. Yeah. But John Wall is like, I'm blowing past you. I'm getting to the basket. I'm dunking on you. I'm cramming it. Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, think of who's some of the other... Like, Derrick Rose is one of those guys that had... It was an Achilles, right?
Yep.
Or was he a knee?
No, I think it was an ACL. I think... Was it an Achilles for him, too?
Yeah, something.
Because he had, like, too many injuries. But look how long it took Derrick Rose to get back to being even close to the Derrick Rose that he was.
He's not even there.
Yeah, he's not
like,
even there.
He's, like, close to being a starter.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
Yeah.
And it took all the way up until pretty much Minnesota.
Yeah, realistically. You know? Yep. Like, it took time. You have to, you know, get your comfort and your game back.
Yeah. John Wall's a good player, though.
Yeah, he is. Because it's like everybody's worried about how Clay will bounce back from it. I'm like, I think Clay will be straight. Because Clay's
a fucking spot shooter.
Yeah, he like, you know? the guy dropped 60 points and did 3 dribbles.
Right, right.
So that lets you know, hey,
yeah, man,
I'm standing
here. He just needs to be on the perimeter. It's not like some guy who's, you know, trying to take it to the hole every time.
Exactly.
So I see your point.
Yeah.
I think John Wall is like.
I'm a John Wall fan, though. Don't
I think
wrong.
He's
like,
he's just a skilled enough player to where he'll be able
so.
To he'll be able to get you. Because like,
realistically. Every year, like, on 2K for many, many years until he started getting injured. Oh, every time I would start a franchise with the Pistons and trade John Wall over to the Pistons.
Yeah.
Like, yep, I don't care what it takes. Give me John Wall.
I used to do that with when I actually played 2K games with Steph Curry before he turned into, like, the, you know, best three ball of all
right.
time.
Right, yeah. Man.
I've always liked Steph Curry, even in college, though.
Because Steph was just a monster, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and still is a monster.
Blake Griffin was also always that kind of player for me too.
Yeah,
like you
I
liked
love
him.
Blake since
you know, you liked him in college. You know.
Yep.
But him and his he was on a team with his brother, right?
Yeah, Taylor. Yep.
And who was the other guy? Was it Jamal, the kid who like helped take the Magic to? Never mind. Two totally different teams. Who the fuck is the guy that? No.
Also, another thing with basketball, they say Zion will not be on a restriction this year for minutes.
Oh, that's fun.
They just gonna let the leash off. I'm like,
that's fun.
As long as he can stay healthy. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because so ESPN stupidly did their list of 50 best players in the NBA.
Did they leave him off of it?
Oh, no. Zion's in the top 50. Well, top 100, I think, actually was. Yeah.
They put him in the top 100, not top 50.
But no, he's in the top 50. Yeah, he's in the top 50.
Do you think that's wrong?
Yes.
Why do you think that's wrong?
He's played 19 games.
Yeah.
Like, you've played 19 games and you're a rookie.
He's only played 19 last year?
He only played 19 before the bubble started. Yeah. And he only played a couple of games in the bubble.
Yeah, but did you see him in those games?
Dude. So you telling me that you put him over, you know, guys like Kemba Walker, Oladipo?
No. No.
Like,
not yet.
Gordon Hayward, I could possibly, yeah. You know, somewhat. Caris LeVert.
I know who that is.
Draymond. Jaren Jackson Jr., who was on a tear last year.
He was.
Vucevic, Porzingis, Fred VanVleet, Malcolm Brogdon.
Whoa, VanVleet's where?
VanVleet is 40.
Yeah, he needs to be higher.
Let's see, Marcus Smart, Westbrook, Middleton. Oh, wait, where was Zion?
Westbrook fell
list?
Off last year, though.
He did. Because Jaws ranked 31st. Where was Zion again? Because it was somewhere, and I'm like, why is he here? Like, I was legit confused. I mean, yeah, 19. He's 19.
He hasn't earned that yet.
Over, even though we make jokes, over Paul George, Jamal Murray.
No.
Bradley Beal.
No.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Bradley Beal, it's very situational why he's as good as he is. But
Pascal Siakam, even though we talk shit about him, Kyrie, better than Rudy Gobert, CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, who was on his team carrying the team the whole season.
Right.
Carrying the team when Zion wasn't there, and he's better than him.
Well, when Zion did come back there, it's, you know, a lot of the offense kind of, or not even just the offense, like just overall, like you could tell that he was like the star on the team.
Yeah, but man, like over Trae Young, Ja Morant.
Yeah. Speaking of Ja Morant, did you see those new Memphis jerseys?
Dude,
they're sweet
them.
As fuck.
Yeah, dude. Those a lot tight. Of those new city editions are nice. Like that
except
one.
Except for Detroit.
Oh, God. Don't remind me. You know what's a jersey that I actually saw the other day, too? And I was like, wow. I was actually impressed. The Mavs, I think it's their classic jersey because they went with the green ones.
Oh, okay. Like the Jason Kidd ones?
Yeah. They brought those back. I'm like, really? I like those. But their city edition with the gold and white. Oh, that's just too clean.
Is that like the graffiti one?
Nah, they got rid of the graffiti this year.
Oh, that was last year, wasn't
like,
it?
Like, this literally looks like some Greek god type of shit to me. Yeah.
That was last year. I don't know why I was thinking about talking
about
it.
Yeah, last year had like that Fresh Prince look. But these, I like it.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty dope.
Like the little wings on the side and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of teams actually stepped up because even I think Atlanta City Edition was nice, too.
Yeah, but when I saw those Memphis ones, I was
Memphis
those have to be the best ones.
Yeah, Memphis was just. Memphis went off on theirs. And it's crazy because like last year, ones that they did were nice. But these just...
Yeah, these are over the top, dude.
This is perfect.
Those are sweet.
I might have to get that as my Ja Morant jersey, low-key.
Yeah. All right. We're 20 minutes over.
Yeah,
so
we are.
We're going to call it here. But, Chris, nice to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, nice to be back, man. Nice to be back.
And,
you know, it's a beautiful day.
Go ahead.
Miami had another one that I liked.
Oh, that is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. It's like the washed Miami Vice.
Yeah. But it looks like it's like lights coming from both sides.
Yeah.
That is pretty dope.
Yep.
It's like a streamer's bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, check us out on Twitter, Instagram, you know, the whole
nine
yards,
you know.
And we'll have another good show for you next week.
The show.
Thanks for hanging in there with us and talk to you next time.
Peace.
I've been here before. I've been here before. Can't stop this war in me. Can't stop this war in me. Me. As the story goes, hey, as the story goes.
right off on Holland Drive. Back on my mind, lateness is a remedy. Something about the night that keep me safe.